Morning. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. My name is Jeremy Connell, and I can't wait to share the word with you guys today. Before we get started, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and we thank you so much for this time, each morning that we get to spend in your word with you, God. I pray that you would just be here, that you would speak through me, God, and through your word, and that you would get all the glory. I thank you for that. God, I thank you for who you are and everything you've done for us. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen. All right, so today I want to talk to you about quitting, okay? Now, there's a lot of things in this life that we should quit, right? Like lying, smoking, maybe binge-watching that show that's not super healthy. check, that's me right there, right? Sin in general. If you're a Christian today, remember, God has set us free from the power of sin. Now, that doesn't mean we're perfect. That doesn't mean that we live a perfect life, right? We're still going to sin. But as a Christian, it's not easy for us to sin, right? There's that inner battle every time. It's like, why are we doing this, right? I feel that every day. But anyway, that's not the quitting I want to talk about. I want to talk about quitting when God has something for us, when God shows us a plan, when God reveals what he wants us to do. It's not easy, and I don't want you guys to give up. I don't want you to quit, and I want to look at a couple stories in Scripture that were just cool to me this week that talked about quitting, because there's so many good things out there that we should do. So the first one I want to look at is Luke 18, verse 1 through 8. So this is the parable of the persistent widow, okay? So Luke 18, verse 1. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart, not quit. He said, sorry, I added that last part just in case you weren't aware, but it says and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, I will give justice to them. He will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So this is a parable, Jesus telling a story. And in this, he tells us why, right? That we should pray and not lose heart. So when God shows us something, in this case, it was the widow just wanting justice, right? The widow knew she deserved justice, and she kept pestering, kept going to that judge to get justice until the judge was like, all right, I don't want to deal with her anymore. I'm going to give it, right? So God used that persistence, that annoyingness to get his will done, right? And the judge said, I am going to find justice for her. And if he was an unrighteous person who didn't fear God, how much more will God do that, right? So when we're going in those things, when God has that plan for your life, which we don't always know, but we should pray, right? That's what the parable tells us, and trust in God. God will always give us what we need when he calls us for that. We might not see it like that, but when God calls us for a purpose, he will give us what we need to fulfill that purpose. So the next story I want to look at is David and Goliath. Now, I look at this story a lot, but I don't necessarily want to look at the battle because that's my favorite part. David's response to Goliath is classic. But in this case, we know the story, right? David is going down to his brothers to bring them supplies, and he sees Goliath. And Goliath is blaspheming God, criticizing and rebuking, not rebuking, that's the wrong word, but saying bad things about the Israelite army, and they're all cowering because he's this huge guy. And David gets there and he gets some righteous anger, and he knows that God can use him to defeat this giant. He's not scared of the giant because he knows that God is bigger. So God shows him a plan. Here's what you're going to do, right? And David goes to talk like, hey, what's going on? And he talks to a few people, and I'd like to pick it up. So the first person that he interacts with is actually his brother, Eliab, right? So let's pick it up, 1 Samuel 17, and we're going to look at 26 through 30. So, and David said to the men who stood by him, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him in the same way, so shall it be done to the man who kills him. Now Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why have you come down, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption and the evil of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Was it not but a word? And he turned away from him toward another, and spoke in the same way, and the people answered him again as before. So David wants to defeat Goliath through the power of God, and his brother attacks his motive. I will say this, we definitely need brothers and sisters in our lives to hold us accountable, right? Brothers who know the word. But we also need to be careful and take that advice with wisdom, understanding where God has us, and reading the word, right? Because if that person is coming with a humble spirit, then maybe we are in the wrong, right? But if they're attacking us, maybe they're doing it for selfish reasons, to trying to stop us from that big thing that God has us. So David knew Goliath had to be taken down, and David also knew that God could use him to do it. The next person that he talks to is the king, right? King Saul. So let's look, starting in verse 31, for 1 Samuel 31 through 33. When the words that David spoke were heard, they repeated them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth. So in this moment, David was told by the king that he was too young to fight Goliath. Just looking at it, it seems like Saul is looking only with his physical eyes, right? He doesn't see his spiritual eyes. He doesn't see that God is with David, that God is going to take David through this fight. Because without God, David doesn't have a chance. But again, David doesn't quit. David knows what he has to do. He pushes through and he ends up convincing the king. And we know the end of that story, right? We know that he takes one stone. Well, he actually takes more, but it only takes one to kill Goliath. And through the power of God, he takes out Goliath. So I just want you to be encouraged. Whatever God has for you, that thing that you feel God calling to you, maybe it's big, maybe it's small, make sure that you're founded in the word. You're praying to God, and that's where God wants you to go. And then go for it. Don't quit. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was actually about quitting. And this guy said the most amazing thing to me. He said, the pain of quitting is worse than the pain of persevering through. Right? So the pain of quitting hurts more than working toward what God has for you. Right? There's so many things that that's true for, and that's such a powerful thing. So whatever God has you to accomplish, maybe it's just talking to your neighbor that doesn't know Jesus about God, sharing the love of God with somebody. That's a big thing kingdom-wise, right? We're winning souls. God is with you. That's a nerve-wracking thing to do, but when you go, God will give you the courage and show you how to do it. So take those things for God today. Go with God and see his blessings come. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.